Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Instant Mesh. Efficient 3D mesh generation from a single image with sparse view large reconstruction models. Authored 2024 by Jiali Xu, Weihao Cheng, Yiming Gao, Xintao Wang, Xinghua Gao, Ying Shan. Asterisk corresponding authors. Project Lead. 1. Introduction. Training scalability on larger datasets that may be available in the future. Odds, reference 24, 26, multi-view conditioned 3D diffusion models, reference 21. To further enhance the generalization capability and multi-view consistency, some recent works, reference 5, 12, 47, 66, exploit the temporal priors in video diffusion models for multi-view generation. Large reconstruction models, the availability of large-scale 3D datasets, reference 8, 9, enables training highly generalizable reconstruction models for feed-forward image to 3D creation. Large reconstruction model, reference 14, 19, 51, 60, LRM, demonstrates that the transformer backbone can effectively map image tokens to implicit 3D triplanes with multi-view supervision. Instant 3D, reference 19, further extends LRM to sparse view input, significantly boosting the reconstruction quality. By combining with multi-view diffusion models, Instant 3D can achieve highly generalizable and high-quality single image to 3D generation. Inspired by Instant 3D, LGM, reference 44, and GRM, reference 59, replace the triplane NeRF, reference 29, representation with 3D Gaussians, reference 18, to enjoy its superior rendering efficiency and circumvent the need for memory-intensive volume rendering process. However, Gaussians fall short on explicit geometry modeling and high-quality surface extraction. Given the success of neural mesh optimization methods, reference 39, 40, concurrent works MVD2, reference 63, and CRM, reference 54, opt to optimize on the mesh representation directly for efficient training and high-quality geometry and texture modeling. Different from their convolutional network architecture, our model is built upon LRM and opts for a purely transformer-based architecture, offering superior flexibility and training scalability. 3. Instant Mesh. The architecture of Instant Mesh is similar to Instant 3D, reference 19, consisting of a multi-view diffusion model GM and a sparse view large reconstruction model GR. Given an input image I, GM generates 3D consistent multi-view images from I, which are fed into GR to reconstruct the high quality 3D mesh. We now introduce our technical improvements on data preparation, model architecture, and training strategies. 3.1. Multi-view diffusion model. Technically, our sparse view reconstruction model accepts free viewpoint images as input, so we can integrate arbitrary multi-view generation model into our framework, e.g. MV Dream, reference 42, Image Dream, reference 50, Sync Dreamer, reference 24, SPAD, reference 17, and SV3D, reference 47, to achieve both text-to-3D and image-to-3D assets creation. We opt for 0123++, reference 41, due to its reliable multi-view consistency and tailored viewpoint distribution that covers both the upper and lower parts of a 3D object. White background fine-tuning. Given an input image, 0123++ generates a 960x640 gray background image presenting 6 multi-view images in a 3x2 grid. In practice, we notice that the generated background is not consistent across different image areas and varies in RGB values, leading to floaters and cloud-like artifacts in the reconstruction results. And LRMs are often trained on white background images too. To remove the gray background, we need to utilize third-party libraries or models that cannot guarantee the segmentation consistency among multiple views. Therefore, we opt to fine-tune 0123++ to synthesize consistent white background images, ensuring the stability of the latter sparse view reconstruction procedure. Data preparation and fine-tuning details. We prepare the fine-tuning data following the camera distribution of 0123++. Specifically, for each 3D model in the LVIS subset of Objiverse, reference 8, we render a query image and 6 target images, all in white backgrounds. The azimuth, elevation and camera distance of the query image is randomly sampled from a predefined range. The poses of the six target images consist of interleaving absolute elevations of 20 hollow bullet and minus 10 hollow bullet, combined with azimuths relative to the query image that start at 30 hollow bullet and increase by 60 hollow bullet for each pose. During fine-tuning, we use the query image as the condition and stitch the six target images into a 3x2 grid for denoising. Following 0123++, we adopt the linear noise schedule and V prediction loss. We also randomly resize the conditional image to make the model adapt to various input resolutions and generate clear images. Since the goal of fine-tuning is a simple replacement of background color, it converges extremely fast. Specifically, we fine-tune the UNet for 1,000 steps with a learning rate of 1.0x10-5 and a batch size of 48. The fine-tuned model can fully preserve the generation capability of 0123++ and produce white background images consistently. 3.2. Sparse View Large Reconstruction Model. We present the details of the Sparse View Reconstruction Model GR that predicts meshes given generated multi-view images. The architecture of GR is modified and enhanced from Instant 3D, reference 19. Data preparation. Our training dataset is composed of multi-view images rendered from the Objiverse, reference 8, dataset. Specifically, we render 512x512 images, depths and normals from 32 random viewpoints for each object in the dataset. Besides, we use a filtered high-quality subset to train our model. The filtering goal is to remove objects that satisfy any of the following criteria. I. Objects without texture maps. E. Objects with rendered images occupying less than 10% of the view from any angle. E. Including multiple separate objects. IV. Objects with no caption information provided by the CAP3D dataset. And V. Low-quality objects. The classification of low-quality objects is determined based on the presence of tags such as low-poly and its variants, e.g., low-poly, in the metadata. Specifically, by applying our filtering criteria, we curated approximately 270,000 high-quality instances from the initial pool of 800,000 objects in the Objiverse dataset. Input views and resolution. During training, we randomly select a subset of 6 images as input and another 4 images as supervision for each object. To be consistent with the output resolution of 0123++, all the input images are resized to 320x320. During inference, we feed the 6 images generated by 0123++ as the input of the reconstruction model, whose camera poses are fixed. To be noted, our transformer-based architecture makes it natural to utilize varying number of input views, thus it is practical to use less input views for reconstruction, which can alleviate the multi-view inconsistency issue in some cases. Mesh as 3D representation. Previous LRM-based methods output triplanes that require volume rendering to synthesize images. During training, volume rendering is memory expensive that hinders the use of high-resolution images in normals for supervision. To enhance the training efficiency and reconstruction quality, we integrate a differentiable ISO surface extraction module, i.e., Flexi Cubes, reference 40. Into our reconstruction model. Thanks to the efficient mesh rasterization, we can use full resolution images and additional geometric information for supervision, e.g., depths and normals, without cropping them into patches. Applying these geometric supervisions leads to smoother mesh outputs compared to the meshes extracted from the triplane NRF. Besides, using mesh representation can also bring convenience to applying additional post-processing steps to enhance the results, such as SDS optimization, reference 3, 20. Or texture baking, reference 22. We leave it as a future work. Different from the single view LRM, our reconstruction model takes 6 views as input, requiring more memory for the cross attention between the triplane tokens and image tokens. We notice that training such a large scale transformer from scratch requires a significant period of time. For faster convergence, we initialize our model using the pre-trained weights of OpenLRM, reference 13, an open source implementation of LRM. We adopt a two-stage training strategy as described below. Stage 1. Training on NRF. In the first stage, we train on the triplane NRF representation and reuse the prior knowledge of the pre-trained OpenLRM. To enable multi-view input, we add ADALN camera pose modulation layers in the VIT image encoder to make the output image tokens pose-aware following Instant 3D, and remove the source camera modulation layers in the triplane decoder of LRM. We adopt both image loss and mask loss in this training stage. 4 smaller values, while an SDF field G, X, equals S is just the opposite. Therefore, we initialize the weight W element of RC and bias B element of R of the last SDFMLP layer as follows. With such an initialization, we reverse the direction of density field to match the SDF direction and ensure that the ISO surface boundary lies at the zero level set of the SDF field at the beginning. We empirically find that this initialization benefits the training stability and convergence speed of Flexi cubes. The loss function of the second stage is where DI, DGTI, NI and NGTI denote the rendered depth, ground truth depth, rendered normal and ground truth normal of the ITH view, respectively. Circled times denotes element-wise production, and LREG denotes the regularization terms of Flexi cubes. During training, we set lambda depth equals 0.5, lambda normal equals 0.2, lambda reg equals 0.01, and use a learning rate of 4.0 × 10⁻⁵ cosine annealed to 0. We train our model on 8 NVIDIA H800 GPUs in both stages. Camera augmentation and perturbation, different from view space reconstruction models, reference 13, 44, 45, 65, our model reconstructs 3D objects in a canonical world space where the z-axis aligns with the anti-gravity direction. To further improve the robustness on the scale and orientation of 3D objects, we perform random rotation and scaling on the input multi-view camera poses. Considering that the multi-view images generated by 0123++ may be inconsistent with their predefined camera poses, we also add random noise to the camera parameters before feeding them into the vid image encoder. Model variants. In this work, we provide 4 variants of the sparse view reconstruction model, 2 from stage 1 and 2 from stage 2. We name each model according to its 3D representation, NERF, or mesh, and the scale of parameters, base, or large. The details of each model in this section, we conduct experiments to compare our instant mesh with existing state-of-the-art image to 3D baseline methods quantitatively and qualitatively. 4.1. Experimental settings datasets. We evaluate the quantitative performance using 2 public datasets, i.e., Google Scanned Objects, GSO, reference 10, and Omni Object 3D, Omni 3D, reference 55. GSO contains around 1,000 objects, from which we randomly pick out 300 objects as the evaluation set. For Omni 3D, we select 28 common categories and then pick out the first 5 objects from each category for a total of 130 objects. Some categories have less than 5 objects, as the evaluation set. To evaluate the 2D visual quality of the generated 3D meshes, we create 2 image evaluation sets for both GSO and Omni 3D. Specifically, we render 21 images of each object in an orbiting trajectory with uniform azimuths and varying elevations in 30 hollow bullet, 0 hollow bullet, minus 30 hollow bullet. As Omni 3D also includes benchmark views randomly sampled on the top semisphere of an object, we pick 16 views randomly and create an additional image evaluation set for Omni 3D. Baselines. We compare the proposed instant mesh with 4 baselines. I. Triposer, reference 45. An open-source LRM implementation showing the best single-view reconstruction performance so far. E. LGM, reference 44. AU net-based large Gaussian model that reconstructs Gaussians from generated multi-view images. E. CRM, reference 54. AU net-based convolutional reconstruction model that reconstructs 3D meshes from generated multi-view images and canonical coordinate 4. 2. Main results. Quantitative results. We report the quantitative results on different evaluation sets in Table 2, 3, and 4, respectively. For each metric, we highlight the top 3 results among all methods, and a deeper color indicates a better result. For our method, we report the results of using different sparse view reconstruction model variants, i.e., NERF and mesh. From the 2D novel view synthesis metrics, we can observe that instant mesh outperforms the baselines on SSIM and LPIPS significantly, indicating that its generation results have the best perceptually viewing quality. As Figure 3 shows, instant mesh demonstrates plausible appearances, whereas the baselines frequently exhibit distortions in novel views. We can also observe that the PSNR of instant mesh is slightly lower than the best baseline, suggesting that the novel views are less faithful to the ground truth at pixel level since they are dreamed by the multi-view diffusion model. However, we argue that the perceptual quality is more important than faithfulness, as the true novel views should be unknown and have multiple possibilities given a single image as reference. As for the 3D geometric metrics, instant mesh outperforms the baselines on both CD and FS significantly, which indicates a higher fidelity of the generated shapes. From Figure 3, we can observe that Instant Mesh presents the most reliable geometries among all methods. Benefiting from the scalable architecture and tailored training strategies, Instant Mesh achieves the state-of-the-art image to 3D performance. Qualitative results. To compare our Instant Mesh with other baselines qualitatively, we select two images from the GSO evaluation set and two images from Internet, and obtain the image to 3D generation results. For each generated mesh, we visualize both the textured renderings, upper and pure geometry, lower, from two different viewpoints. We table 2, quantitative results on Google Scanned Objects, GSO, orbiting views. Use the mesh variant of sparse view reconstruction model to generate our results. As depicted in Figure 3, the generated 3D meshes of Instant Mesh present significantly more plausible geometry and appearance. Triposer can generate satisfactory results from images that have a similar style to the Objiverse dataset, but it lacks the imagination ability and tends to generate degraded geometry and textures on the back when the input image is more freestyle. Figure 3, third row, first column. Thanks to the high-resolution supervision, Instant Mesh can also generate sharper textures compared to Triposer. LGM and CRM share a similar framework to ours by combining a multi-view diffusion model with a sparse view reconstruction model. Thus, they also enjoy the imagination ability. However, LGM exhibits distortions and obvious multi-view inconsistency, while CRM has difficulty in generating smooth surfaces. Comparison between NERF and mesh variants. We also compare the mesh and NERF variants of our sparse view reconstruction model quantitatively and qualitatively. From Table 2, 3, and 4, we can see that the NERF variant achieves slightly better metrics than the mesh variant. We attribute this to the limited grid resolution of Flexi cubes, resulting in the loss of details when extracting mesh surfaces. Nevertheless, the drop in metrics is marginal and negligible considering the convenience brought by the efficient mesh rendering compared to the memory-intensive volume rendering of NERF. Besides, we also visualize some image to 3D generation results of the two model variants in Figure 4. By applying explicit geometric supervisions, i.e., depths and normals, the mesh model variant can produce smoother surfaces compared to the meshes extracted from the density field of NERF, which are generally more desirable in practical applications. 5. Conclusion. In this work, we present Instant Mesh, an open-source instant image to 3D framework that utilizes a transformer-based sparse view large reconstruction model to create high-quality 3D assets from the images generated by a multi-view diffusion model. Building upon the Instant 3D framework, we introduce mesh-based representation and additional geometric supervisions, significantly boosting the training efficiency and reconstruction quality. We also make improvements on other aspects, such as data preparation and training strategy. Evaluations on public datasets demonstrate that Instant Mesh outperforms other latest image to 3D baselines both qualitatively and quantitatively. Instant Mesh is intended to make substantial contributions to the 3D generative AI community and empower both researchers and creators. Limitations. We notice that some limitations still exist in our framework and leave them for future work. Following LRM, reference 14, and Instant 3D, reference 19, our transformer-based triplane decoder produces 64x64 triplanes, whose resolution may be a bottleneck for high-definition 3D modeling. Our 3D generation quality is inevitably influenced by the multi-view inconsistency of the diffusion model. While we believe this issue can be alleviated by utilizing more advanced multi-view diffusion architectures in the future. Although Flexi cubes can improve the smoothness and reduce the artifacts of the mesh surface due to the additional geometric supervisions, we notice that it is less effective on modeling tiny and thin structures compared to NERF, Figure 4, second row, first column. References. Reference 1. Antonio Allegro, Yawar Siddiqui, Tatiana Tomasa, and Matthias Niesner. Polydiff. Generating 3D Polygonal Meshes with Diffusion Models. Archive Preprint Archive. 2312.11417, 2023. 2. Reference 2. Andreas Blattman, Tim Dockhorn, Samith Kulal, Daniel Mendelevich, Masiege Killian, Dominic Lorenz, Yam Levi, Zion English, Vikram Valetti, Adam Letts, et al. Stable Video Diffusion. Scaling Latent Video Diffusion Models to Large Datasets. Archive Preprint Archive. 2311.15127, 2023. 6. Reference 3. Rui Chen, Yongwei Chen, Ningxin Zhao, and Kui Jia. Fantasia 3D. disentangling geometry and appearance for high-quality text to 3D content creation. In Proceedings of the IEEE-CVF International Conference on Computer Vision, pages 22246-22256, 2023. 2, 4, Reference 4, Zhijian Chen, Andrea Tagliasacci, and Hao Zhang. BSPNet, Generating Compact Meshes via Binary Space Partitioning. In Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.